We're talking with Scott DeWald of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Scott, OCA honoring you for your 17 years as being their top hired hand. And as you think back over that time when you first came to OCA, what were you thinking as you came into the organization versus, say, today?
You know, I really thought coming into the organization, I'd be there about 5 years. I thought we'd start some programs and do some things. Obviously, I've stayed 17, gotten to know the greatest people in the world, and that's part of the reason I stayed for as long as I did. I've gotten to where I appreciate much more now the whole bylaws and governance structure of the OCA, the past president's council, and the continuity that it provides is just incredible. I guess, you know, 17 years ago, I looked at it as a job, and it's become so much more than that over the course of the 17 years. And it's, you know, a lot of it, of course, is OCA because they write the check, but I get to work with the Pork Council and the Poultry Federation and all the ag producer groups and such, and have just formed some friendships and some bonds that, quite frankly, will last forever. So I'm very excited about that.
As all the years, as you've looked at, you know, various events, various achievements, various legislative activity, what's one or two things really stick in your mind?
You know, I think probably one of the easiest to identify was the industry's ability and opportunity to overcome the mad cow scare that took place, the BSE case. And we had a plan. We implemented that plan. We talked to the media, and in fairly short order, we were able to minimize the damage that could have been caused by that. I've also seen over the course of time about five or six times in my career, times when there have been major issues affecting agriculture at the state capitol, and all of the agricultural organizations make a concerted effort to let bygones be bygones, let the petty stuff go away, and lock arms on particular issues. And, you know, I think about the tax issues that we've won and fought on, and most recently the horse slaughter issue when agriculture stood up. Every group, you know, lockstep on that particular issue. So it's when agriculture can put aside its small differences and focus on the really big things, because we agree on 95% of the stuff at a state level, we can get a lot done for agriculture, and we get a lot done for the farmers and ranchers of the state of Oklahoma. That, to me, has probably been one of the most rewarding things about this job.
We're stepping forward and going to a group known as REI. Tell us about the opportunity and your dreams there.
You know, when I decided to make this move, quite frankly, the reason I did it was because their mission fits my passion, and that is about making rural Oklahoma a better place to live, creating jobs for people in rural Oklahoma, creating wealth and industries in rural Oklahoma. That very well ties in with my passion for the beef industry and farming and ranching. And so, quite frankly, their mission was such that my passions can match up with it, and I'm very excited about creating opportunities. One easy way kind of to analyze it is REI's job is to connect dots for entrepreneurs so that they can get busy creating wealth and creating jobs. And so if we can help them through the SBA programs, if we can help them through the New Market Tax Credit programs, if we can help them with local lenders, if we can do training, which they do a significant amount of, and all those things can lead to a more vibrant economy in rural Oklahoma, then we will have accomplished our mission. They have a superior staff down there. I love their mission. I love their purpose. And so it's an easy leap for me to go over and try to work from that vantage point for a while.